Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, with your host, DJ Ace, this is Cinema Wars! And welcome to the 7th round of Cinema Wars. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and we're doing this right before spring break, so everyone's really excited to get out of here.
That's for sure.
We are going to entertain you with our senseless logic yet once again. It's going to be glorious. So this week's question is, what is the best movie soundtrack? This is a topic near and dear to my heart because I have a whole radio show devoted to movie soundtracks. So I'm really looking forward to what everyone has to say. Our contestants are Andrew, Olivia, and Lindsay. Say hello, guys.
Hello, how's it going? Guys.
Yeah, and this is actually Olivia's first time. So
what up?
That's exciting. All right, so
we're make us so proud.
Go through the list here. Andrew, you're first. Which soundtrack did you pick? So you picked The Lion King.
Yes.
Okay, The Lion King.
I almost picked that one.
All right, Olivia, what's your soundtrack?
I picked the soundtrack from Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Didn't that win Best Picture last year?
Birdman did.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so I thought. Cool.
I know Birdman did.
And Lindsay, what'd you go with?
I also picked an animated movie, and mine is The Prince of Egypt.
Ooh.
We're going. This is an interesting
matchup.
I'm
the only person who picked one with real people.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
To be fair.
Are we really going below the belt?
No.
Prince of Egypt was drawn in front of a live studio audience.
I'm not saying that animated there's anything Prince wrong with animated movies. I'm just saying I am the only one who didn't pick an animated movie.
Right, let's focus.
Stay with the crowd,
focus,
man.
Focus. All right, Andrew, why The Lion King?
Because Disney is the is probably the King Kong of music. Whenever they come out with a movie, they always back it up with their own groundbreaking music that topples everything around them. And truly, The Lion King is the king of the it shows off the king of the jungle when it comes to that. They have the best intro ever. They got great songs in there, like I Just Can't Wait to Be a King and Be Prepared, and Hakuna Matata. Those all three were really great songs. Definitely show off the best that Disney has to offer.
All right, Olivia, why Birdman? I actually never saw the movie myself, but it got Best Picture for a reason, I'm sure.
It's a great movie. I would highly recommend everyone watching it. But part of the reason it's such a great movie is because of this soundtrack. So it has original music segments that consist of solo jazz percussion, and it's mixed that alongside with classical music pieces, and most of the classical pieces are from standard repertoire. I picked Birdman because of the fact that it creates this beautiful and breathtaking, while still punctual, I guess would be a good word, soundtrack and backing for this very strange but intense movie. It wouldn't be the same without the jazz percussion in the background. And I love the mixture of the classical music with it. It just really completes the film. It is, in my opinion, one of the best examples of how music contributes to film and really creates an atmosphere. And it won a Grammy.
Yeah.
And it would have won probably the Oscar for Best Original Soundtrack, but the Academy disqualified it because it wasn't all original composition. It was bogus. It should have won.
Intriguing. I don't even know what got Best Soundtrack last year, so I
know not what Bird got Man, and it should have.
I know what got it this year, though. Anyway, all right, Lindsay, tell us about The Prince of Egypt.
Okay, well, The Prince of Egypt, first of all, I'm a little biased. It's my favorite movie, just in general. partially because of the soundtrack. I've always been very, very big on music ever since I was like in diapers. I think a lot of people, especially on radio, are in the same boat. But I went with an animated movie because it's something that has the ability to stick with people from childhood, whereas like there are a lot of great movies that are live action movies that are more adult oriented, that have come out in the past decade, that are out like right now, that have come out just since the beginning of cinema. But my argument against that would be, I guess, that people are very, very familiar with animated movies at a very young age, and it's when they're impressionable, when they're growing and first kind of being exposed to certain kinds of music. So it's a very influential time in their life. And for me, that's why animated movies were a thing. But Prince of Egypt in particular, the music is all just very, very breathtaking. It's Hans Zimmer. So if you know anything about composers, mm-hmm. Hans Zimmer is absolutely incredible. He's one of the best. People mm-hmm. study him in Juilliard and things like that and aspire to be like him. One of my favorite examples of the soundtrack being big and sweeping and glorious is the Burning Bush theme. It's an instrumental piece, entirely instrumental, probably around 7 minutes long, I believe. I have it on my iPod, but it's one of the best examples, I think, of how to build up music right and then release in a very satisfying way. I don't know how to describe it, especially if people don't know like what I'm talking about, because it's one of those things that just gives you chills every time. And I have to sit there, listen to it with my headphones on, and I'm just like, because, you know, it's just gives you chills. But yes, I think the entire movie is very memorable in their soundtrack, so that's why I picked him.
Alrighty. So, well, I can say with a certainty I've seen two of the three of these movies, so I know what you're talking about there. But alright, so this is the part we've all been waiting for. You have to tell me why yours is better than the other choices.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start out with...
I'm going to fire at the Prince of Egypt. You were saying it's really memorable for children. I'm saying my movie is probably fits for the whole family. One of the reasons for it is because... But it's intended for children, but it provides a story that adults are just drawn to
Except The Lion King has music like every other Disney movie. Prince of Egypt does not. Prince of Egypt is like really incredible. I agree with you on that. If you had said maybe The Little Mermaid, I would agree maybe more with you, Andrew, but I agree with Lindsay that the Prince of Egypt is better. But in reality, Birdman is the best. Birdman's the best because of the innovative style that Antonio Sanchez composed in his jazz solo percussion. The fact that they used jazz percussion, which is not something normally used in film, and because it fits the film so well. It creates an experience when you're watching it, unlike both of the animated movies, which I have seen of my opponents today.
See, my argument against Disney... is I love Disney. I adore Disney as someone who mm-hmm. absolutely loves animated movies. Like, they're great. And I tend to really enjoy the stuff that they come out with. But my problem with them is they are almost like heading toward a monopoly on animation. And that's terrifying. They're a big, mm-hmm. big company. And because of the Disney Renaissance that happened, it catapulted them to fame to become a household name. And I think... especially in recent years, but also partially in the Renaissance as well, they relied more on the name than they did the quality of the stuff they were producing. I agree. Lion King is my favorite Disney movie. Don't get me wrong. But DreamWorks, who produced Prince of Egypt, first of all, don't tell me it's not for adults as well. It's the story of Moses. Of course it's for adults. Yeah. I watched it for the first time in like 10 years, just a couple years ago, and I sobbed. I mean, it's There's something in it for everybody, but it also, it doesn't...
I would argue that The Lion King is more for kids than it is for adults. Whereas,
yeah, it doesn't...
Oh, come on.
It doesn't rely on gimmicks and jokes.
Which The Lion
jokes.
King does.
Okay, I'm going to bet... I'm going to keep... I got to argue now, otherwise I'm going to get... But I'm going to be put in a bad spot here. You ever heard the story? That actually, the movie Lion King was actually... based on the book Hamlet.
Yeah.
It's incredibly loosely based on the story of Hamlet, whereas The Prince of Egypt is directly based on the story of Moses.
Yeah.
But these things are irrelevant because Birdman is the best soundtrack out
I
of
can't
these
get
three.
A word, I can't I'm get a word you, in edgewise because she keeps preaching the best, same thing.
No, it is the best soundtrack because it is so different from everything out there. I love Prince of Egypt and I love The Lion King. The Lion King sounds like every other soundtrack that is written for kids for animated movies. I will give you that. Prince of Egypt doesn't sound like that. It is sweeping. It is breathtaking. It's Hans Zimmer. I will give you that. But it is still not as unique and innovative as Birdman is.
Now,
Come on. You're telling me that the movie doesn't have, like, powerful songs in it. Like, for example, the opening one that completely captures your attention.
Circle of Life is the only one that is at all... captures your attention like that. All the other ones, like Hakuna Matata, has so many gags for children in it that you can't look at it as an adult and look at it seriously.
I'm
going to
disagree with you again there. I remember what I said earlier about the song Be Prepared? That was also probably one of the best songs based on when the bad guy is singing it. And it goes through the drum beats like you're actually preparing for war, and the symbolism it has in there is hyenas but marching like not Nazis.
But you don't hear the hyenas marching. You see them, so that's really not part of this.
You do hear them not march. they are making marching sounds, and they are. And they are proclaiming while they're marching, it is great to have a king we get back.
I think at the end of the day, though, The Lion King is a children's story, and it really only
I am going
to
disagree.
Applies
I'm going
to
children. Keep, I'm
going
to so keep fighting you for that.
It's so loosely based off Hamlet. You can't really show it to anyone but children for them to really get an effect out of it. The reason we like it as adults is because we grew up watching it.
Well, you're only
Birdman is the type of movie that you watch as an adult, and anyone who loves the arts, it challenges you and your beliefs about performing, and it is beautifully punctuated by the jazz drum solos and the mix of classical music that they put in this film. That's why it's the best.
Oh my God, it feels like she keeps preaching the same thing over and over again.
Well, to be fair, we aren't arguing with her at this point.
It's a broken, she's becoming a broken record right now.
I mean, we're debating, that's what this is.
Okay, my thing about Birdman is I haven't seen it, so I don't have a lot to compare it to, but part of that
is... That's because you can't compare it to anything because it's so unique.
Part of that is I haven't seen it because I barely heard of it.
It won
an Oscar.
I haven't seen half of the movies that won Oscars.
Just because it wins an Oscar doesn't automatically make it popular.
Yeah,
that is true, but it does give it a standard of excellence.
Now my thing is,
I think
people can appreciate good music when they hear it, especially in soundtracks. But there's a difference between appreciating a certain soundtrack and wanting to put it like on your iPod. Which I don't know because I haven't seen Birdman. I don't know. But I do know that in a lot of movies, especially a lot of action movies or movies that don't have words to songs, people kind of just skip over the soundtrack versions of it. And I will argue that with Prince of Egypt, most people don't because some of the best music is the instrumental pieces.
And I'll agree with you. The Prince of Egypt has really great music in it. But I think that... because it is more relatable and people will put it on their iPod, that it doesn't challenge the listener the way that Birdman's soundtrack does, because the movie is about challenging you as an artist and a performer. And so the soundtrack is what punctuates that. The soundtrack is really what sets it in your mind, and it's what I remember most from the movie always. And I know I listen to it. I have friends who still listen to it, and it's sold as a CD. And it has sold well. It's a really well-done soundtrack, and it's incredibly unique.
I'm gonna. There's part of me that's kind of disagree with you. You said something about like, it's so unique. You can't just put it on your iPad and listen to it over and over again.
No, I didn't say that. You can do that. Yeah. I definitely think you can do that. In fact, I think you can put it on your iPad and listen to it over and over again, and you'll never get tired of it because it is so incredibly good.
My movie can do that. But maybe not for that purposes you brought up, but it brings back this type of nostalgia we've had when we were kids, where it was it felt like as soon as we were when we came to be, we had this great imagination, and the songs really enforce that, I guess. And listening to it over and over again, it's a great reminder.
I think the reason that you like The Lion King so much is because you grew up with it. I think if you objectively walked in and had never heard any of these three soundtracks and you listened to all three of them, Birdman would stand out as the one that is unique and innovative and new and is not a derivative of anything else. It is original compositions with classical music that works so well throughout the whole movie.
See, my thing with Birdman, and because you keep mentioning that it...
like a broken record?
No. I mean, she's mentioning valid points.
I am emphatic about my point because it's correct.
But but you keep mentioning that it challenges the listener. And my counterpoint to that is not everybody wants to be challenged all the time. I think a lot of times people listen to music because they are seeking comfort in familiarity and something that they know will just make them feel good. And while in a lot of cases, like, you can listen to music and it'll be like, oh, this is completely different. This is really interesting. It's piquing my interest, holding my attention. It makes me feel weird things that I've never felt before. And it makes you think about things that you never thought. But that just sometimes that's really not what you need. And I think that's where Prince of Egypt's strength is it's very, very comforting and familiar, but it's still not the same hokey stuff that's
And I can understand where you're coming from in that, because it is a story from the Bible, there's a familiarity with it already. But mm-hmm. part of the film of Birdman is that it is challenging those who are artists and who are performers and who love the performing and dramatic arts, especially. It is challenging your notions and conceptions of it. People who love film, it challenges your notions and conceptions of what film is and what theater is. And so it needs a challenging soundtrack. And that's why I think it's the best, because it fits the film so well. It really makes the film. And isn't that what a soundtrack is supposed to do? It is supposed to be the thing that really creates this experience for you. And I think that that's what the soundtrack of Birdman does.
I really think Prince of Egypt is the same, though, because it's... You can listen to, or you can read the Bible and like get a completely different thing about it. You can hear people preach about the Bible. You can hear from your friends. You can have absolutely no religious affiliation whatsoever and be completely unfamiliar with the story. But there's so many things that this movie does right, and it all kind of fits together. It has a very, very interesting visual style. All of the characters are very representative of the places they come from and the different races they represent. It has incredible sweeping shots of scenery and painted backdrops, and it's so big in everything that it does. And the music reflects that, and the music is very, very big, but still comforting, still familiar, like I said. And I really don't think the movie would have done even remotely as well, or be seen even remotely as memorable as it is, without the music to back it up. Because that, like, going back to the burning bush scene, the burning bush theme is my favorite theme, orchestral theme of all time. And it was such an important scene that there was a lot resting on it, because it's one of the most recognizable scenes in the Bible, and people were like, you need to do this right. There was a lot resting on it, and if they had just done the scene without the music or with different music, it wouldn't have been right. It really wouldn't have carried.
No. I'm still convinced that the Lion King can. You said that the movie is weak on its own without the music. I still think my movie could have the Lion King could have probably done pretty well. If not as good as it is right now, but done pretty well without the music. But you mentioned at the beginning of this debate that Disney had this Renaissance period of great movies, and one of them probably is the Lion King you're talking about, correct?
Yes.
I feel like that movie almost completely set the standard for almost everything that comes good in animated films. The best character designs, best music, of course, overall.
Really have to disagree with you about The Lion King, because I think the best thing about The Lion King is not the music, it's the story, because it is based on Hamlet. I said earlier
it could probably still hang on without the music.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. If a film can hang on without the music, then really the important part is the story, and the reason The Lion King is so good is because it's based off of the Shakespeare plot of Hamlet. Very, very loosely, but it is based off of it. And so that's what gives it its structure. So I don't think that its music is as much a contributing factor as a film like Prince of Egypt or like Birdman. But my real issue with Prince of Egypt, too, is that it can't appeal to everyone because it is such a centrally focused around the Bible. And I actually didn't watch Prince of Egypt until I was an adult. I didn't watch it as a child, and I know a lot of people I knew and grew up with didn't watch it as a child either. It's actually not that well known, I don't think. I do think that it has some really great things in it. I just think that it is not pushing the viewer to a next level of understanding through the music like music is supposed to in film, especially in films like Birdman. I think just the soundtrack, Antonio Sanchez's soundtrack for Birdman is just so incredible and so new and different, and that's why it's the best.
So I have to decide who's winning the round. Oh, buddy. I love it when you guys make it difficult for me. I just want you all to know that. All right, so I'm just going to mark things up real quick here. I've been working on a system to make this easier, all right? Like, seriously.
Okay.
All right, do you want the reasoning or do you just want to know?
The reasoning.
Give me
I want the reasoning.
Otherwise, we'll be upset.
All right, Andrew, you had a good intro with King Kong, but I liked that Best Bad Guy song because I do love that song, actually, and all the imagery that goes without there. You kind of lost me without music because Olivia jumped in with a movie should probably have a good soundtrack or it's not a good movie. So that one kind of got you. And then Olivia had a thing. Okay. You said something about sounding like every other soundtrack they do. And then Lindsay jumped in with not wanting to be challenged when you listen to a soundtrack, but then you mentioned about how their soundtrack challenged the film industry and all that. There's a lot of back and forth. I don't have to give you everything.
Yeah.
Bottom line, I am giving it to Olivia, though. All right. Thank you for bearing with me on that. And now we're going to do a speed round. We're doing it in the reverse order, actually. So
sweet.
It is going to be Lindsay, Andrew.
That means no one's taking mine.
And Olivia.
Don't you mean Lindsay, Olivia, and Andrew?
She won, so she's going last.
So I get second place?
Well, you just get to pick second. All right, this is speed round for best featured song in a movie. So I'm just going to go straight through each of these. You're going to tell me your song. You have 30 seconds to tell me why, and then we're just going to do this in a minute and a half. starting when I say go. You ready, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
And go.
Star Wars theme. And my reasoning is it's so recognizable. It Star Wars in general just completely like changed the industry. Like you were talking about Birdman. Mm-hmm. Like Star Wars made the sci-fi industry what it is today. And part of that was the incredible opening number in all of the movies. It's so recognizable. Even if you haven't seen Star Wars, you know that theme. Everyone knows that theme.
Did you mean the Imperial March, I'm assuming? Or the opening?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure which one you meant.
All right.
Because they're both really recognizable.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to start you here in a second. Olivia. No, Andrew, sorry. Andrew, you ready?
Yep.
All right. And do it.
Indiana Jones theme song. Yes, you said earlier that sci-fi, it set the motion for the sci-fi genre, but Indiana Jones sets the action adventure, and it's a lot more relatable compared to sci-fi, because it's an action hero that you always imagine yourself to want to be when you grow up, swinging on vines, getting chased by boulders, and playing to that music.
Who doesn't want a laser sword?
Olivia.
It's more relatable.
Stand by. Go.
I'm going to go with Howard Shore's Concerning Hobbits from The Fellowship of the Ring, which is actually used throughout the whole trilogy. And I think it's the best because it is used continually throughout the whole trilogy of Lord of the Rings, and it's used very intelligently. It is used initially to introduce the hobbits, but it's also used at very poignant moments throughout the series of movies. And I think that they do that in a really beautiful way. When Frodo comes back from...
You're done.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's fine.
That's how it works.
Speed round. How does Concerning Hobbits go again? I feel like I know
it's
it.
Like,
I just can't...
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay, all right. That one, yeah.
Oh, guys, you suck in a good way. Okay.
Two John Williams and a Howard Shore.
Come on, I want to go over more.
I'm only going to do this simply because. Yeah, I'm going to have to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Featured song is going to Lindsay.
Biased against because you're a big fan of Star Wars.
She did the whole featured in every movie thing. She's done it 6 times. You've only done it 3 times, and she's been around longer, and everyone knows that theme.
Yeah, it's true. It
same
should go
reason
to
for
Lindsay.
You, Andrew. I'm sorry.
That's more recognizable than Concerning Hobbits.
I knew the Indiana Jones one more than the Hobbit
Thank
one.
You for
I don't
listening
even know what you're talking
to
about.
Cinema Wars again. We will be on break next week, but we will be back fiercer than ever on the following week because the championship is looming ahead. Thanks for tuning in only here on Cinema Central. The battle is done, but the war is far from over. Tune in next week for the next engagement here on Cinema Central.